Hey, 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 hey. It's Alana G here at Alana G Spits It Out here on Anchor.fm. Today I'm going to be talking about one of the biggest events. I want to say one of the worst things that's going on in the world today, amongst many others, is the sex exploitation of women, the sex trade, the drug trade using women. That they're called mules. Yes, I want to get into this topic today because it's kind of, you know, try to keep on the hush-hush, but there are so many things that go into this type of business, because that's what it is in all reality, is a business. And getting into this, to this segment today, you would really have to do all of your background with the slave trade, with the Arabic slave trade, the Western African slave trade, all of that, from the European countries all the way to going into the United States. So this dates far back to way before we would even know like things like this were going on. You just have to look into what actually was being traded during these slave trades. What was it? Sex, a lot of it, and drugs. Women have been exploited and used for our bodies since the beginning of time. What magical key does a woman possess for us to be treated so brutally in such a heinous way, if you must? You see all of the missing women, the missing little girls all over the country. Now, even more, you're starting to see some of the young men. These are, you know, and if you look into some of these occult sacrificial crimes that are going on, where young men are used and used for sodomy, like they are sodomized, you have to really look into this, because I don't really think there is enough help out there for these women. Looking at a story yesterday different things that were going on in Africa, some of the women were actually freed and everything like that. And they're telling their stories and everything like that. I mean, murdered off by the thousands, all for what? Well, one woman, I am just going to keep everybody's names anonymous. One woman, you know, she talks about her captives and, you know, the torture and everything that she faced during her time of, you know, captivity. She still has not even left. She only left with three of her children. So two of them are still remaining in slavery. You look at the cases of indentured servants. There, I think, is over 10.4 million slaves that have been bought out of the West African nations and sold to various parts of the world. So estimated, they're saying that at least 10.4 million slaves are still out there that were sold. And that these are actually, let me correct myself, these are the descendants of these slaves that were sold. And based off of my research, it passes down from generation to generation. So it's not like, okay, these slaves came over, okay, they're dead now. Most of them didn't even make it to where their locations were going before they even died from starvation. The men from the different beatings and everything like that, most of them didn't even make it. Okay. So, I mean, estimated roughly out there, there's still about 10.4 million of these descendants of the slaves that were taken and sold off that are still floating around somewhere in this world. Guys, this segment is going to be interesting. To understand what's going on properly, you have to understand certain aspects of your nativity story of Christ. Now, when thinking of indigenous people, which are natives of a specific place of origin, you see that throughout time, throughout history, there were a certain group of people that were placed in a state of mind that were meant to weaken their mind, actually. So one has to think, what special natural power do these specific type of group of people possess to want to break down their human structure to that of nothing, to make them think that they are nothing than what society has designed or programmed them to be? Which, if you look at the beginning of this segment, the intro of my segment, making someone down to believe that they are nothing more than a slave to a master. Women are thought to be the creators of life. Without a woman, there is no life form. We carry life. So if you break down a woman mentally, physically, socially, to where she cannot even produce life, you can then break down a certain group of people. You break down their beginning. This is where the sex trade came in. Now, there's many speculations about why the slave trade started, where it started, everything like that. Now, when in terms of thinking what was actually being traded, you look at the monetary systems of currency. Now, in my research, stay with me. In my research, I have tried to look up where actually currency came into play. Now, back in the biblical days, did they have currency? Did they have money? How did they survive? How did these people survive? Now, you look at different forms of currency and how it is converted over to different countries of origin and everything like that. Some have more of a value, some have less of a value. What better way than to bring in a group of people that are not from a specific place with a currency that they don't understand, they probably don't understand a language. Now, I'm talking about the slave trades. And there was more than one slave trade. People just think it's the African slave trade. No, it was not. There was the Arabic slave trade. There were many, many slave trade routes for many indigenous people. Now, one would have to think, why? Why? And why were women used as the exploitation of this? Women carry a certain type of power inside of them. You break down a woman's whole structure, rip away the family house, take the men away, gag them from a language that is native to their own throughout a period of time so that no one can communicate. Thus, it keeps going. You do not, like, as a people, you cannot even begin to come together. There is no defined language to even place you back to where you actually came from. Thus, the slave trade will keep going on through generation, through generation, through generation. We indigenous people, and I'm not just talking about the African American, I'm talking about all people of indigenous places. Here in the United States of America, if you are not Caucasian, you are not even considered a citizen through the state of constitution, through the constitutional laws, you are not considered a citizen. I wonder how many people know that. You're not considered a citizen. So you break down the language structure. You program the propaganda to what is being watched, to what's being viewed, to what's being listened to make these people have a fear state of mind with wars and everything like that. So no one will even think about finding out where they really came from. Thus, you stay in this indentured servant state of mind. The almighty dollar. That's what everything is all about. Now, just popping off into this segment, I'm gonna need y'all to stay with me, and I'm gonna need y'all to have an open mind, open viewpoints. As always, I say, if you have questions, comments, concerns, you want to leave a comment, you have something to add, you can do very well do so at the end of my segment by leaving a message in the comments or hitting me up on my email, alana1988@gmail.com. Now, just getting back into the segment, just thinking back in time when things were traded, when there was no currency. People traded goods. People traded, you know, like what you had, like whatever you produced, that's what you traded. It had a certain type of value to trade with. Now, just to think when settlers started coming in, you know, trying to discover, oh, let's go discover some land. You can't discover something that's already inhabited. First off, that's number one. You cannot discover something that is already inhabited. You can visit there, but you cannot discover it. It has already been inhabited. Now, they're seeing the rich lands of the Middle East. Lots of oil, lots of gold, lots of petroleum, lots of natural resources. It's very rich over in the Middle East. Now, they probably already had currency somewhere off in like your British countries and things of that nature. So, I mean, they come over there with their currency. Hey, well, look, this is what we use in my country. What have you got to trade for it? You know what I'm saying? So, hey, looking at this, well, about what's the value of this? Well, I'd say it's about maybe 2,000 of your nigger girls, whatever you want to call it. So, I mean, you have the leaders or whatever like that, and they agree to this bullshit. They agree to this bullshit. I'm going to ruffle a few feathers, but this is my show. It's Alana G spits it out. I say what I want to. They agree to this. Now, what are they going to do with this money? Nobody else has this currency yet. So they go off and travel, you know, I mean, whatever. This is my viewpoint of what's going on with the sex trade that has just gotten so totally out of hand that it's just a catastrophe. It's a catastrophe. No more money. Okay, you've spent the money. So, hey, damn it, how do we get some more of this dollar? Let's go talk to them and trade some more. More and more and more and more slaves are getting traded. They're getting traded. No telling what's all gone with them. You know, you trade the goods, you trade the people. So now you have a group of people, and these could be any type of people. Over in the Western and everything like that, they were not governed by a monarchy system. They still were kings and queens, emperors, empresses, duchess, all of this. There was still royal bloodlines as descendants from Christ over in these countries. So you strip their identities, sell them off to a foreign land where, A, they don't understand the language. So, I mean, it's like you're walking in the dark. They don't understand the language, and they are being sold off as slaves to a whole nother different country. Given a number, which is your social security number in the States. A lot of states don't even have social security numbers. United States of America is like one of the only countries that requires you to have a social security number. Why? This was to track where these immigrants were coming from. Those numbers go back to, I believe, a place of province over in the Western countries, to their family bloodlines, which a lot of them could have been royal bloodlines. So you strip their identity. You strip their identity change all of the history books to make the white man be the face of power. Break them down mentally, rape the women, break them down mentally, take the men away so there's no backbone structure. The house is divided. We don't understand this. As a people, we don't understand this. They call indigenous peoples savages, barbaric, but who is really the savage, barbaric ones in this story? With this type of trade making so much money, who's actually going to stop it? Who's actually going to stand up and say, no, we don't choose to do this? Other cultures look at it, they start to follow suit. They start to follow suit. You know, through histories of times, then you get pimps, you get women, you know what I'm saying, that see this as a means to make money. You know, you've heard, I don't know if anyone's heard of the juju. You actually have people that will go visit in a lot of countries where they will actually ask for protection from a juju to actually go off and sell their bodies just so they can make money to send back home. So this has actually become a like positive, looked at as a means of trade, but actually on a negative side as well, because A, you're selling your body. Some people are being forced to sell their body. Then in some countries, in some cultures, you're considered an adult by the time you have your menses. So you have some cultures who look at it as, hey, I need you to go make some money. You're 14 years old now. I'm sending you to the Americas to marry off to somebody. This man could be evil. He could be mean. It does not matter. It does not matter. Once the dollar, and I'm just using that as a reference, once the dollar was introduced and people saw how powerful the dollar was, everybody wanted a piece of it. Everybody wanted a piece of it. That's why I look at money as just being not the root to all evil, but the things that people do for the dollar is the root to all evil. Women, why should we have to damage our temples, which, yes, I already told you guys that I'm very religious. Your temple, that is your body. God can talk to you in any type of way. He's omniscient. He is a spirit. He's a deity. He's a deity. He can speak to you in any type of way through all of your senses. So your body is your temple. Break down the temple and give them a dollar. So maybe they will turn from God, because that's the only person who can deliver them from this that's going on. So, I mean, you really have to know your history. You have to know your Bible history, and you have to be able to differentiate between what's real and what's fake. Because when you are controlled by a government, what they feed you is what you believe to be real, because it's almost like it's embedded into your brain so that you think that this is the only way of living. You think that this is the only way of living. You think that this is the right way of living, when no, actually it is not. Not where I am from. So my people throughout my history, we really don't understand this way of living. It's actually barbaric to us. You know what I mean? Like, people think that, you know, like, just from being over in America, you know, it's okay to, like, have sex before marriage. Even though you read a Bible and it says that it's a sin, people still do it. And in my, like, in my mother country, we don't do that. You wait until you are married, you're actually betrothed, and you wait for your husband. You wait on your husband's family, you serve their family to show that you are a good wife, and you are married. You don't defile your body. So this was all in part to break down our structure and divide us from God. If you look at America, When you come here, they say it's the land of the free. You can worship who you want to worship. You can do what you want to do. You know what I mean? But with limitations. It's all controlled. What you receive in is all controlled and monopolized. Throughout generations, your family has a mark of what that family is supposed to serve, what that family is supposed to serve as being in that government. So if you are supposed to be this, then that is what you are. I have a saying that I just came up with. Money is the only thing that separates us from being the same. A man in this world is based off of his monetary stature. It divides us into citizens. This is almost everywhere in the world now since the dollar has been introduced. And what does it say on the dollar? It says, "In God we trust." But are we really trusting in God if we're worshiping money? If a man was to take off all of his garments, we'd all be the same. And what I mean by that is if a man was to be stripped from all of his monetary values, we would all be the same. That's the only thing that separates us from being the same. It was meant to cause confusion. It was meant to divide us. All of the women that have been victim to the sex trade, the slave trade that's still going on today, it's devastating. Because I have children of my own now. So I just think, like, what if my daughters were to fall victim to this system of barbaric thinking? I've already embedded into my daughters, you will not before you get married. You will wait for your husband. And I have told my son the same thing. You will wait for a wife, because men, it's no different for you either. You can still have sex and you can still catch a disease. So it's no different for men either. I've told my children to wait until they are married. Because when you don't, you just fall victim to this vicious cycle of sex. It's just, it's used as a controlled mechanism. And it's very sad because you see it going on all over the place. You don't know how many times I go through my Instagram and it's just so pathetic, so disgusting. Not to say that I don't get into twerk videos. I can honestly say I have never did a damn twerk video. Like, it's like, come on, if you ain't getting paid for it after that video, then why the fuck are you in it? Excuse my language. You are a queen, and that's like, it's so sad because it's a lot of the black women are African American women. What the hell is wrong with you? You make people not want to respect you. Why would anyone respect you with the way that you carry your bodies? If a man cannot respect you for your brains, the way you think, your personality, without you showing pieces of your skin, then they do not deserve it. They are not worthy. Oh, well, I gotta make money. So you are controlled by money. You're controlled by money. It controls your everyday functioning. I gotta go get that dollar. I gotta go get this money. I gotta do that. Huh. You're being controlled by a piece of fucking paper. By a piece of paper. You don't know how many times I just see all of these, and they're beautiful women. I'm not a hater. Beautiful, beautiful women. And all you see is their ass clapping on, just clapping. No draws, pussy lips. Excuse my damn language, but that's how much it disgusts me. showing. What's up with this camel toe? I can, like, it's disgusting. What man would want to make you his bride after you have shown your nakedness to the world to see? And for what? Your views to go up? Your views to go up? Or are you hoping that some rapper will see you and say, hey, you want to come be in my video? You want to be a video vixen? Way to go. Way to go. You should want something more from yourself than that. And that is how America has really made the appeal of sex be a form of power. If you can see how this all ties into each other. I just say that this segment is very touching just because I've had like a couple friends that were involved in this. So it touches me very deeply. But I would honestly say that women, we are the creators of life. The world looks up to you as a mother. Protection. When kids usually cry, they usually cry for their mothers. It's sad, but the family structure has been destroyed. When the slave trade started happening, family structure was already divided. Tribes were cut apart, broken off, so nobody really knows where they're from. Black women, I need y'all to put y'all's damn crowns back on. Pull y'all's pants up, put your titties in your shirt, and be the fucking queen that you were meant to be. Not all of y'all are queens. So some of y'all can keep shaking y'all's asses, but the ones that are really queens, y'all know that y'all are queens, and y'all need to put y'all's crowns back on and set the example. Like, really. Or this cycle's like, it's never gonna end. It's not gonna change overnight, but all it takes is a group of people to really take a stand in this. Like Lil Bootsy, I'm sorry, you're one of my favorite rappers, but how can you indulge in showing off women's asses for a contest and you have daughters? It would be karma if your daughters were one of these girls when they grow up getting exploited for their ass, for a vote. I'm pretty sure that you are not about to give them any money for winning these fake ass contests for them. I mean, you don't know how many days I have been on Instagram watching these bitches shake their, it's disgusting. Like, I'm not taking nothing away. If you want to shake your ass, fine, but go be a stripper and at least get a title to go with it. Exotic dancer. Cause as of right now, you're just being the Instagram thought. Like, that's it. You're what, the views? Oh my girl, did you see me? For what? I mean, what is that exciting to you? Like, I mean, more power to you if that's what you want to do. But I wear my crown a little differently because I demand respect in a real way. That's not a real way to get respect, my dear. It's really not. No man is going to take you serious. You're going to always get the niggas that's going to want to take your money, cheat on your ass, and just treat you just like how you are portraying yourself to be. That's it. So women, like, y'all can't sit up here and, you know what I'm saying, say that there's no good men around when you don't portray yourself as if you're looking for a king. So that's really all I have today for this episode. Like I said, like the slave trade, if you really want to look into this, the sex trade, all of it, because there's been a lot of things that were wiped out of our African history just to keep us blind to the fact of things that are really going on. You know what I'm saying? That a lot of people will probably never open up their eyes to really see what's going on. You know what I mean? And it, I'm sorry, but everything has a biblical issue in it, because we all know that God is coming. Christ is coming. We all know that. And we all know that Christ came Christ came from over in the African countries. So why not divide his people and try to conquer them before he can even get here? That's all I have for today. Now, if you guys want to be a guest or co-host on my show, hit me up on my email at alana1988@gmail.com. And once again, this is my opinion. A lot of it is facts. Some of it is opinion. But as always, I'm always open to ideas. I'm open to remarks. I'm open to stories. If you want to remain anonymous, feel free to remain anonymous. I never reveal my sources once they decide that they do want to be a part of my podcast. I never reveal my sources, and I always keep my word. So, and I can reach millions with this podcast. I can reach all different types of countries. I have friends everywhere over various parts of the country. So it will be interesting to hear a lot of viewpoints about this issue, because like, it's a very touchy subject just because of what could be considered a slave, or like a sex slave, just because some religions still practice the use of trading, you know, their daughters for ties, you know what I mean, for stronger community ties. Well, hey, you're gonna go marry this person, you know, blah 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 blah. So a lot of, I know, like in the American culture, they don't do this. Like, if you want to ask me, United States of America is one of the most barbaric countries that I've ever came in contact with. It's not governed by, you know, by any other government. You know what I mean? Like, it's almost like, I mean, they call other countries third world countries, but what would you consider America, who doesn't have to answer to anybody? Like, it's a very tyrant type of country. You know what I mean? I just see a lot of things in a different light now. You know, like, it's just really sad what's going on in this world. Like, women, you are sought as being mothers first. Like, we were placed on this earth to serve God. A man and a woman together, you know, is all for reproduction, to keep a bloodline going. And it's just been abused since the beginning of time, you know. So now it's thought of as a game, like a sport. And it's really not, because it really takes away what God's message, that's love and that's honesty. So with that being said, I hope everybody has a blessed day today. Stay prayered up, as always. Out. Whoop. Remarks on today's segment, which sometimes I like to do. Sex to me is meant to be a physical emotion, kinetic, that is meant to be shared for two soulmates. So when sex was abused and misused, mistreated, misguided, it introduced hate, the opposite of love. So it's almost like a negative reaction to what was meant to be something positive that God placed on this earth for man and woman to share. Almost everything that was used to break down
the mental structure of man was used as a mockery of God. Everything in this world is meant to be based on God. Just going back into my segment, when you think about the dollar, when you look at money, it says in God we trust. So, like, you really, really, really need to sit back and think about what exactly God is to you. It's like when the dollar was introduced, currency was introduced with this symbolic phrase, in God we trust, it made people think to believe that, hey, this is what it's all about, when no, it's not. It is a very corrupt system that have made people worship it. The acronym I use for Uncle Sam is sadistic ass money. That's the acronym that I came up with a few years back when I was just thinking about, you know, different things going on in the world and whatsoever, whatnot. So a person has to really think about how this all ties in with the devastations of this world. Like, if you look around you, there is song going on in this world. So much wrong going on in this world. So much confusion. So much confusion. And it's almost like America is looked at as the pillar of the state, the government that is meant to save. I mean, you look at all the different countries. The USA has almost an embassy everywhere. Almost everywhere in every single country, there's a U.S. military base. Why is that? Why is that? You really have to know your true history. Because if you can really believe, if you really believe that what you were taught is what it is, then you are very, very wrong. And you probably will not last long in this world, because the dollar was made to destroy and divide. Money was made to destroy and divide. If you were to really sit all of these nations down that are actually fighting and going to war with one another, killing, and you were to really sit them down and ask them, okay, why are you fighting? For real. Like, why are you fighting? It would probably be the dumbest thing you've ever heard. Something so simple. Something that could have such a simple solution. Oh, because you have this and I want it and you won't give it. Okay, it's mine. I don't have to give it to you. I don't have to give it to you. So you wage war on my country because I have something that you want. This has been since the beginning of time. And I guarantee you, if there was no currency, none of this would be going on. None of it. Who's going to fight over a damn horse? Huh? Who? Who is going to fight over a damn cornfield? Who's going to fight over, I'll tell you who. The countries that can't produce it. So then why can't a country just simply trade? Not people. How can you take a person and tell them, I own you, so this is what you're going to do because I need this? That's not what Jesus taught. That is not what he taught. He said all men were created equally and free. Equally and free. This is probably why he was killed by the Romans. because of what he taught, what the message that he was trying to deliver to people all over the world. And they stopped it before he could get that message out. Yes, it all sounds, it sounds crazy, but very, very true. And this is why history has been erased, why it has been misled. It was meant to be misleading, so the fighting would continue. When you get time, I want you to look up how much it costs to fund a war. That's all I have for today. You guys be easy.